Hey, it's David Hooper, and this is Build a Big Podcast coming to you from Orlando, Florida, PodFest 2019. This is the day two wrap-up. If you're interested in day one, that is the previous episode. I'll also tell you how I'm recording this from my hotel room. Talk about the rig, how you can set this thing up. Record on your iPhone, less than $100. Super easy. Check out the previous episode for that. I was thinking about what I was going to do to make this episode different from the previous day's episode, because the truth is, at least for me, I go to these conferences and it's pretty much like Groundhog Day. You wake up, you do something very similar to what you have done the previous day. And I did do something very similar to what I had done the previous day. The next day will probably be the same thing. So what I thought I would do on this episode is give you really an overview about my approach to conferences now. And I'm going to start that with telling you how I used to approach conferences. I had a buddy of mine named Derek Sivers, and you may know him from his TED Talks. You may know him from a book that he did on Seth Godin's publishing company called Anything You Want. Really sharp guy. And he and I go way back, probably 1995, I think, is when I met Derek. He was in a band. I was doing music promotion, and he sent me his press kit, and it was so impressive. We have been friends ever since. He started a company called CD Baby. I used to see Derek all the time at these events that we would do together. He was always the first guy there, meaning at the event, at the conference center, the hotel, whatever it was, and he was the last guy to leave. And I was very impressed with his work ethic, and I started to emulate that. And that work ethic worked for him. He later sold that company, CD Baby, for $22 million and knows a lot of people and has done real well even after CD Baby. As I mentioned, you might know him from TED Talks. That is pretty amazing when you consider he was entrenched in the music industry, much like I was. And I'm in the middle of a serious, let's call it reinvention now, and something very similar to what Derek has done. And we'll see if mine is that successful, where people eventually know me more for the work that I'm doing now, which is marketing via podcasting, you know, as opposed to the music industry. Because nowadays, Derek says when people see him in the airport, they're like, oh yeah, you're the guy on TED Talks. They don't know him from his music industry work. Anyway, the point is that this guy is a very hard worker, and I really learned a lot from him as far as the way he would hit a conference floor, work the conference floor, and really get a lot out of a conference. And I emulated that for a number of years. But to take you back 6 months ago, when I was at Podcast Movement, and I've talked about that here on this podcast, I worked so hard, first guy there, last guy to leave, and not eating well, not sleeping much. I more or less blacked out and passed out or had a panic attack. I'm not quite sure what happened on the plane. Started not feeling well. I went up to go to the lavatory just to get some water on my face. And next thing I knew, I was on my knees. Couldn't see anything. I looked up. I saw the lavatory handle right in front of me. I dropped to that level, crawled in the lavatory, sat down. And I hear this knock on the door. Sir? Are you okay? I didn't know anybody had seen this, but apparently everybody had. And I was like, yeah, I was out of it. But I got my wits about me, got it together. I got some water on my face, drank some water. Eventually got it together. But it was a wake-up call for me that at 46 years old, I can't do what I was doing in my 20s as far as going this hard. And I came here to PodFest thinking, you know, how can I make the most of this event without going too crazy? So here's how I did it. This is the day in the life of what I did today, sort of what I did yesterday, what I'm going to do tomorrow, and you see if it works for you. It was a really great experience for me, and it is something I'm going to repeat because it did work so well. And then if it stops working, I'll find something else. My focus was on real conversations. We've all been to events where we'll see the business card dispensaries. And what that is that like some guy will walk up to you, hand your card. Hey, here's my card. Here's what I do. Let's get together. And then he'll walk up to the next guy and he starts with a big stack of cards. And his goal is to get rid of as many cards as he can. And it feels like work because you start with this big stack of cards. And by the end of an hour or two, you have a smaller stack of cards, if any cards. And I've found that not to be very effective because those guys walk up to you and you're like, well, I think some guy just walked up to me, but maybe it was a woman. I don't know. Somebody just handed me a card because you're in the middle of a conversation a lot of times. But you do remember that conversation you were having. And my goal here was to have real conversations. I wanted to collect cards, not in the dispensary kind of way with somebody just handing me one, but collect one after a conversation, make notes on it, remember the person, be able to follow up, be able to have a relationship with that person if needed or if I wanted to in the next weeks, months, years, see them maybe when I come back to Podcast Movement, which is going to be in August of this year, same city in Orlando. So I said, I'm going to have real conversations. And that was my goal. And the way that I did that, I talked yesterday about Chris Kremitzos having what I call table topics. He's got these big tables, 8 or 10 seats at each one of them. And he's got a topic on each one of them on a tent. And I went to a few of those today. There was a comedy one, which is great. It's actually very refreshing because these comics, man, you know, with so many people getting offended by everything that is said today, that's just the opposite of these comics. There was some stuff that you probably should have been offended about, but I mean, it's comedy, so what can you do? Comedy, those guys were super cool. Legal, talked to an attorney about intellectual property, talked to people at the social media table. One of the people I met during this event, I'm going to tell you about her because I think that what she is doing is something that you are going to want to do with her. Her name is Moxie LaBouche. She's doing something called Operation Switcheroo. And here's what the card says that she handed me that has more information on it. It says, be part of a massive RSS feed exchange this April 1st. Shows will be matched with similar shows to help grow audiences for free. Email, write this down, yourbrainonfacts@gmail.com with the subject Operation Switcheroo to learn more. What she's trying to do, and you've seen this with Gimlet Media, a lot of people do it, but Gimlet will have a show and they will have a second show, let's call that show B, that they will put in show A, and they'll say you're on show A and you like show A. Show B is similar, so check it out. It's a sample, like the cookie store in the mall they used to give you. Here's just a sample, man. You like these cookies? Maybe you want the full thing. And that's what this Operation Switcheroo is. She gives you one episode. You would intro it. You introduce somebody else's episode to your audience. They do the same for yours. And then maybe you get new subscribers. Or maybe you help your audience out by giving them access to a different show. This scares a lot of people, but I think you need to remember this, is that your customers, your listeners, they're not your customers. They're not your listeners. They're listening to you, but they are also listening to other people. If you think about, let's say you want to go buy office supplies, you need paper to write your podcast notes on. Well, you're going to research which kind of paper that you want. You're not going to just buy one type of paper. You might buy different types of paper, maybe for some other kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? Is that people don't just buy from us. And maybe a better example of that would be, I've got a new book coming out. All right, it's about podcasting. It's called Big Podcast. If you're interested in that book, Big Podcast, you are also going to listen to a podcast about podcasting. You're probably going to buy a second book about podcasting. Maybe you want to get a service about podcasting. I don't own you, and I cannot be the only person who's going to provide that kind of information, those kind of services to you. Same for any of your competition. They don't own listeners either. They don't own clients either. Clients and listeners, they go wherever they want to. So don't be afraid of that. That's good for all of us. Anyway, Moxie LaBouche, if you're interested in getting in on Operation Switcheroo, and here's the email address again, is yourbrainonfacts, F-A-C-T-S, at www.dereckhurst.com. Majority of my day, to get back to what I did all day today, and my big plan for PodFest, that is to have these conversations. And I spent the day on the trade show floor. I spent in the hallways. I was actually going to a panel. I was very excited about it, but ran to a guy that I'd had a conversation with on the trade show floor, ran to him in the hallway, and I was like, "Hey, man, where you going?" He said, "Well, I'm looking for some food." I said, "You know, I haven't had dinner yet. I actually hadn't had lunch yet. So there's a place next door. Do you want to go?" He said, "Yes." So we had a great conversation over dinner. That was wonderful. Then back to the hallways. There is a party going on tonight. I am skipping the party. I am in my hotel room resting up, resting my voice, ready for another big day where I will do the exact same thing. It's important for me at this stage to get rest, eat well. Real conversations are difficult. If you just want to be a card dispensary where you go and hand cards and say, "Hey, are you going to interview me for your podcast? You want to interview me? Here's a card. Let's have you interview me," where it's me. That doesn't take as much energy as actually listening to people and having conversations and being interested in people. So if you want to do it right, you got to pace yourself. That's what I'm doing, prepping for tomorrow. So far, so good, man. PodFest 2019, I encourage every podcaster to be at this event. I think that, as I mentioned yesterday, you need to be thinking of your podcasting events. Not just, am I going to go to this event or that event? You need to think, what events am I going to this year? Because you're going to see some of the same people. You're going to be seeing some different people. I would suggest this event, PodFest, which right now, Orlando, Florida, and that's where it's going to continue to be. Podcast Movement, which is coming to Orlando, Florida. So again, a lot of the same people, because you got a lot of people in the area. That is going to be in August. There are regional events that you can go to. I've done a couple in Nashville. I've got one regional event. It is the book launch for my new book. That is coming up Wednesday, Nashville, Tennessee, which is March 13th. That's where we're going to do it, 6 p.m. at the Nashville Entrepreneur Center, 41 Peabody Street. If you're interested in that, I would love for you to come. You can be my guest, and I would love to meet you. But these type of events, if you want to develop relationships with people, and one of the reasons why I have not been able to get into some of these panels is because I have developed relationships with people. I mentioned earlier about being in the music business, reinventing myself, that I started coming to some of these events probably maybe 4 or 5 years ago with New Media Expo, before I really was this deep into podcasting. But I was here at PodFest a couple years ago, been to Podcast Movement a couple of times, had my own events, as I mentioned, done a lot of regional events. You start to see the same people. And this isn't a one-shot deal where you can really expect to come to one of these events for 2 or 3 days, meet everybody that you want to, and have that relationship. Relationships are built over time. One of the things that helps relationships is to see people in different environments, different cities. That speeds up rapport. You have different conversations. You have different things to talk about. And this is the way to do it, by going to these events. So the more you can go to, again, don't just think of this event or that event. Think of, which events am I going to go to this year? And think of it as a long-term strategy. You're not going to do it in one weekend, but you can do a lot over 12 months. So when you do it, you're like me. People start flagging you down. "Hey, Dave, you meet this one guy and he's introducing you to somebody else," or you see a guy that you met last time. "Hey, man, how's that podcast going?" But that can only happen when you're willing to put in the time to go to an event, take a few days off of whatever you're doing, get on a plane, pay for a hotel, pay for a ticket to go to the thing, learn about people, listen about people, rest up, have conversations, be interested. It takes effort to do this. But if you're willing to do it, this is available to you. And I would suggest this for anybody who is wanting to get more connected and more established in podcasting. Come to PodFest, come to Podcast Movement. And if you're interested, I can help you along the way via this podcast. You'll hear my real voice, the one that's compressed, the one that's a little bit, maybe a little more polished, less rough around the edges. That's at bigpodcast.com to subscribe. Make sure you never miss an episode. That is at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with day 3, my live episodes from PodFest in Orlando, Florida. But I'm here a lot. Not just day 3, day 4, 5, 6, to 200 something days in a row one time from all over the place. And to make sure you never miss it, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.